The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
And we welcome you to Jackson Heights High School. Joseph, that is neither you nor I with that feedback. Thank you very much. Jackson Heights High School, where we're getting set for the final regular season game of the high school basketball season. As in a game that means absolutely nothing to anyone in any place, it's going to be the Jackson Heights Cobras playing host to Marhill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering back at a K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is good to have you along here this evening. Tell you what we're going to do, Joseph. We're going to take a quick anthem break. We're going to come back, and we'll bring you starters and more right after this.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Exchange Bank. We were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us, your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With that, we welcome you back once again here to the Jackson Heights High School Gymnasium, and we are just north of Houghton, Kansas, right up 75 Highway. It's going to have you along with us here this evening. Final game of the regular season, as we mentioned a moment ago. The value, the one value in this game could be in this ladies' game, as Jackson Heights is hoping to be able to accomplish, you know, a very difficult feat and not often done, an undefeated conference championship. So, with that said, we'll see if they're going to be able to pull that off. But if they are, they're going to have to get through a scrappy and, frankly, rather focused Lady Raven team coming in here tonight. Let's take a look at the starters, shall we? First of all, for Jackson Heights and head coach Dan Shoup, They're going to be starting 5'10" junior Canyon Olberding. It'll be Kylie Diekman at 5'4". She's a senior. 5'10" senior Mackenzie McMahon. Kaylee Thompson's a junior. She's 5'9". And rounding it out is going to be Rebecca Hutless. Rebecca is a junior, and she is 5'6". For MHMA and head coach Luke Noel, the Lady Ravens are going to be starting one senior, Zoe Steck. They're going to have a couple of juniors in Scarlett Bagley and Hannah Coker, and a pair of sophomores with Hope Banowitz and Bethany Urban. Lady Ravens are going to be in the traveling black uniforms with gold and white for Jackson Heights. It's going to be the home white with a dark, we will call that a forest green lettering and trim. We got to see the Jackson Heights team a couple of days ago at ACCHS. Very, very good team. And we'll see how they come out here today and how inspired they are. The crowd is quite nice. And, oh, by the way, just to throw one more thing in the mix, it is senior night here at Jackson Heights. Looks like they've got, what, like three ladies and maybe five guys on senior night. So there you have it. The walls lined here at Jackson Heights High School with banners from basketball championships and sub-state appearances and district wins. And I would say as I look across the way, one, and you got to be an old guy, which means that I understand this, one of them absolutely just leaps off the board at me, something that I think that the state missed the boat. I think they missed the boat on a lot of things, like a game that doesn't matter, like tonight's games. But say what they really miss, Grand State and the Jackson Heights Lady Cobras, an undefeated 26-0, 1976 Grand State champion. That is a phenomenal achievement. You can't do better than that. That said, we're set to go here as the ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by the Lady Ravens, and MHMA has the basketball. We are underway. They're going to be working from right to left. Cruncher Dowling is first. I'll take it over to the left side, and that's Bethany Urban with it. I'm up here at the top of the stands, just to the right of the videographers up here. You are recording the game for their respective schools. Our field of view is painfully limited. Here's a feed down to the baseline. It's going to be kicked. No whistle called. And the kick by McMahon is not called a kick. And here comes up court Jackson Heights. And now the outlet pass is going to be slapped away by Scarlett Bagley. 7:20 to go in the opening half quarter. Used to those college games. Speaking of college games, we're going to keep you up to speed on what's going on with the Benedictine Ravens there in Springfield. In the second round, semifinals of the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason tournament, hosted by Evangel. Here's a feed, comes in the middle of the lane, the dish back out. 15-footers up, it's going to fail, and the rebound cleared down by Banowitz. MHMA up the floor, they'll dish it over to the left side. It's going to be snapped out of the hands of Hannah Coker. Back up with it will come Jackson Heights. They work the perimeter. MHMA in the 2-3 zone. Here's a three from the right side, way too hard. Banowitz with her second rebound of this young game. Urban will bring it into the forecourt. 6:40 to play here in the very first quarter. Back up topside. You see okay if I'm here? Good? I decided standing up is better than sitting down. Lady Ravens with the basketball. 6.5 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Skip pass coming out on top. It's going to be Bethany. She'll drive to the free throw line. Brings it back on top to Banowitz. Spackelberg again. It's going to come to Urban. They'll dump it down into the pass. Into the middle. It's going to be batted away and ripped free. Stolen. Cobra's coming up court with the basketball. Into the forecourt with it. It's going to be Hutless. She'll have it knocked away and lose it out of bounds. It will be MHMA basketball. So in the first 2 minutes of this contest, neither team has been able to put anything on the board. Lady Ravens will be putting it in play against the full court pressure. This is something we see a lot from this Jackson Heights team. They like to do this, and some teams have a little more trouble with it. Lady Ravens coming up the floor, going to have it knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be going to go back to the Cobras. Apparently it is. I thought perhaps it was a Jackson Heights player who had touched it last, but, you know, apparently that's not it. make it 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a baseline shot, point blank, no. And Kenyon Olbrady unable to connect. Driving down is going to be Bethany Urban, and she goes in and loses the handle and throws it away. And if we were counting turnovers instead of points, this game would be some high-scoring contest right now. But it's not like that. It's scoreless. We're 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. Jackson Heights skips it over to the left side, looking into the middle. Not a lot of room in there. Now the feed over to the right block. The shot is up, way short. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds by Zoe Steck, and she pulls it out of the hands of Kenyon Olbrady. 5.5 to go in a still scoreless first quarter. Olbrady brings it in. Left side, jump shot off the glass, and there is your first point of the game, and it's going to come off the hand of Kaylee Thompson, and it's 2-0 Jackson Heights. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Now, Bethany Urban gets double-teamed on top, kicks it left. Banowitz, the uncontested left-handed three, no. Rebound underneath Zoe, does not go right back up, brings it back out to Hope. She'll go again, wide to the left side. Rebounding it down is going to be Coker. So MHMA doing a nice job on the boards, working against a Cobra 1-3-1 zone. Here's the feed to the left block. Back out on top, Urban. Over goes again to Banowitz. Inside, 5 to go, opening quarter, 2-0. Jackson Heights in front. I like the idea that head coach Luke Knowles got. Take your time. You've got all night. There's no shot clock. There's no hurry. Nobody says you got to take a shot as quickly as you have to. And now here's the outlet pass coming down the court, and Cobra's nearly lost, but they're able to save it in. 4.5 to go, opening quarter, 2-0. Jackson Heights will have the ball up top side. They'll swing it over to the left. Gets it there to Thompson. Back out on top, it's going to be Deepman with the basketball. She'll be on the top side. That's Thompson with it again. Top of the key, McMahon. And we're going to have a turnover by Jackson Heights. So neither of these teams playing their having their very finest moment right now, but it is a 2-0 game. Jackson Heights in front. Zoe has it in the backcourt. Can't get it across the timeline. Later, it's got to do something pretty soon. They're standing around a long time. Do they get it across? Coach Luke knows that you're not going to make it. He took a timeout and saved his team. We're going to take a break with the Lady Ravens at 4:08 to go, opening quarter. It's Jackson Heights leading it 2-0.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Good to have you back with us here in rural Jackson County. We're approaching the midpoint of the opening quarter of the girls' game. It is a 2-0 lead. Jackson Heights in front of MHMA. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts with you here. Lady Ravens with the basketball, and they're back to play. They'll skip pass over to the left side. It's going to be knocked away from Banowitz, picked up off the floor by McMahon. Here comes Jackson Heights. Up with it is going to be Hutless. She'll go over to the left side, get trapped, and lose it. Nice defense over there by Bethany Urban. 3:45 to go in the opening quarter. Still a 2-0 game. So the Ravens have gone, what, 4-plus minutes without scoring, and Jackson Heights has only got one, and now the Ravens are going to have trouble getting it across again. Outlet picked up nicely by Urban, and then she's going to dribble it on the near sideline, and the Ravens are going to throw it away. 3:33 to go in the first. First substitution of the ball game, Carly Kramer is going to check in for MHMA. Thompson with it. That's going to be Olbrady with it. Goes over the right side to Thompson. Thompson will back into the lane. Has the ball just pulled out of her hands by Urban. Bethany just says, you swing around down here on your knees. I can get that thing. And she does, just pulls it away. Here come the Lady Ravens. 3:10 to go in the first. 2-0. Heights with the lead. Zoe lobs it over to the left side. Taken there by Coker. Back out on top. It'll come to Urban. Skip pass over to the right side to Steck. Not sure Zoe has had a shot opportunity yet. The pass in the middle. That was in way too much traffic, and Lady Ravens with an unforced turnover driving the other way. It's going to be a shot up, not hit, but Kenyon Olbrady fouled and coming to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Carly Kay. It'll be her first foul of the ball game, and stepping to the line, Canyon Olberding. She was one of the two leading scorers against ACCHS the other night. Her first free throw here is up and good. It is now a 3-0 lead for Jackson Heights. 2:52 to go in the opening quarter. Heights is going to make a substitution or two of their own. We'll pick them up here. They're going to bring Dawson Cochran into the game. Second free throw is also good. They also bring Annie in. That's Annie Allen. So Olberding will hit both free throws. It is 4-0. Jackson Heights. Ravens again having just fits getting the ball into the forecourt. This time they'll outlet it to Coker. Back on top and go to Urban. Over to the right side to Zoe. Uncontested three drains at Zoe's deck. And that's the first bucket of the ball game for MHMA. It is a 4-3 lead for Jackson Heights. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Here's a three from the right side. It's going to be up and good. And just coming into the game, Dawson Cochran hits a three. 7-3. Now Zoe will go down the left side, gets double teamed, gets pushed and shoved and beat around a little bit, and there's going to be the foul call. Took a moment for them to find the whistle, but when they did, the foul is going to be on Cochran. It'll be her first out of the ball game by Jackson Heights. This crew tonight not calling a lot of fouls. They have called one on each team here in the first 6 minutes. Here's a three for Zoe, way too strong. Rebounding it down to Scarlett. Bang will bring it off on top. Urban will go three. That one is off the back lip of the rim, and the rebound is on the floor. It's going to be picked back up by Steck. Zoe wants the middle, trying to get inside to Kramer. Can't do it. Pass over to Zoe. Again, she looks inside. That's where they want to go. Again, a 1-3-1 zone defense applied here by Jackson Heights. And 1:50 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens with the basketball, trending at it 7-3. On the right side with it is going to be Coker. Back out on top to Steck. Steps down to the free throw line, brings it back. Here's Coker going three. Wide to the left side. Rebound Urban. Goes in, draws a foul, coming to the line. And that is going to be the first foul on Annie Allen. And for the Lady Ravens, it seems that the philosophy that Coach Knoll has set in gear here is very sound. Be patient. Pass the ball a lot. Look around. Don't just take a shot. Take a good shot. And a free throw for Urban is up and in. So with that, Bethany will have her first point of the game. And back into the lineup for Jackson Heights is going to come McMahon and Hutless. Into the game for MHMA is going to come Catherine Peisch. And also into the game is going to come Nora Keckner. The free throw misses, and Carly Kramer rebounds it down. Here's a shot from the top for three. No. Rebound Bethany. In up good for two. Bethany Urban hits the driving shot, and it is now 7-6. Jackson Heights with a single-digit lead. We're down to 1:15 to go here in the opening quarter. From the free throw line, the feed over to the left side, back and into the lane. The shot is up, no good. Offensive rebound followed up, no good, and Carly picks up the foul here. So it'll be Carly Kramer and a personal foul. I have her for two already. Back to the free throw line. This time it'll be Mackenzie McMahon. It is up and it is good. That is her first point tonight. It is 8-6 Cobras. One more shot coming up here for McMahon. Sends it in and out. No good. And a rebound, Scarlett Bagley. 8-6. Jackson Heights in front. MHMA with the basketball. We're down to the final minute of the opening quarter. Over to the left side is going to come Zoe. She'll stop at the left side of the free throw line. Skips it back out on top. Keckner's going to have it there. Looks into the middle. Defender falls. She'll bring it back out on top to Zoe. Over to the left side. Three for Bethany's too strong. And the rebound cleared down by Heights. Coming up with it is going to be Huntless. 40 seconds to go in the first. Huntless will bring it all the way down the floor. Lose the handle. It's on the floor. And Ravens not grabbing it, but it's going to go out of bounds. Are we going to get a foul? Are we going to get a travel? Are we going to get it called out of bounds? And the official on the far side says, hey, I'm not there. I'm not making that call. I wouldn't mind. It's going to go back to Jackson Heights. And that's rather a surprising circumstance. Banowitz back into the game, and Bethany Urban will get her first rest. 1:30 to go in the opening quarter. Heights with the basketball, skips it to the right side of the lane, pivoting with the left foot. Here's a three, set sail, and hit. Outside shot by Rebecca Huntless, her first of the game, and it is 11-6, five-point lead. And now Banowitz has it knocked out of her hand. It's going to be saved by Zoe. Steck drives all the way down the left side, 13 to play in the first half, and then Zoe just loses the handle, and it bounces away from her and goes out of bounds. And Braves are going to turn it over here. 10 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Oberding will come back in for Jackson Heights. So expect her to put the shot up here. She's across midcourt, 7. Feeds to the free throw line. Turning around is Thompson. And we're going to have a foul on the floor. And I believe that is Scarlett. Scarlett Bagley will have her first foul tonight. And it will be Lady Raven, team foul 3. 2 by Carly Kay and now 1 by Scarlett. 1.6 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Steve Jackson Heights is able to engineer a shot. Oberding looks in, brings in, puts it on its way. No good, and that's the end of the opening quarter. Time out of the court after 1 in the girls' game. Jackson Heights, 11, MHMA 6.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. The $6 meal deal featuring the bacon cheeseburger is back in February, and be sure to try the new Red Velvet Cake Blizzard. It's the perfect balance of rich red velvet cake pieces, silky cream cheese icing, and smooth vanilla soft serve. Check them out on the DoorDash app for delivery to your home or work. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Fan food, not fast food.
Quite a nice-sized group of Raven fans have made the trip out to Jackson County tonight. Some of the more senior members of the crowd this evening seem to be enjoying the music at the break at the end of the opening quarter. Gotta love it. Morehill Mount Academy is led in scoring by Zoe Steck and Bethany Urban. They share it 3 apiece for Jackson Heights, 3 each for Huntless and Cochran. Oberding 2, McMahon with 1. There you have it. Cobras basketball will be brought in play at midcourt. We're underway here in the second quarter. 11-6, Jackson Heights in front. They're hoping to complete the undefeated conference season. Now they're gonna go back to a little motion offense. We're going to get the player defense. Here's a shot from the left side, and there's another 3 up and in for Rebecca Huntless, her second 3 of the ball game, and is now 14-6. 7.5 to play here in the early part of the second quarter. Bounce pass goes into the middle, and it's going to be off Scarlett. Bounced a little too close to her. It hit her about in the ankle. Now Zoe will go to the left side. The ball is loose. It's on the floor. Wrapped up, and Ravens are going to get a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph, 7:16 to go in the half. It remains Jackson Heights 14, MHMA 6.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Welcome back as the Lady Ravens coming out of the timeout, put it in play. Top side is going to be Urban, who's back into the ballgame. Left side, Zoe. Skips it out on top, Bethany. Staying with the 1-3-1, Jackson Heights right now. We're a minute into the second quarter. Steck works her way over to the left side, bounces it out on top. Real hard two-handed bounce pass. Now Zoe will go 3. It's going to be off the back of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Heights, and Oberding will bring it up the floor. She scans the court in front of her, drives it over to the left side, dumps it back off on top. They work around. Here's Huntley. She's had the hot hand. Doesn't take that shot. Gets it back to Diekman. Now the feed underneath. A missed layup. Follow shot. Missed layup. Rebound is pulled down by Zoe. So Jackson Heights misses back-to-back uncontested layups underneath the goal. And Here comes the Ravens on the other end, and Bethany Urban for three. Bethany with a half a dozen. It is 14-9. Jackson Heights with the ball and with the lead. Just over 6 minutes to go here in the opening half. Get a really nice crowd. I don't know how well Jackson Heights typically draws, but having gone to their football games over the years, I'm sure they draw very, very, very well. The folks around here enjoy their Cobra teams. Ball's got to be slapped away down to the baseline, and the officials look at one another, and they're going to say, you know, Jackson Heights ball. Back into the lineup is going to come Annie Allen. Annie is in, and McMahon comes out. 5:55 to go here in the opening half. Kovach with the basketball. Swing it over to the left side. Dead look in the middle. Nothing. Raymond defense doing a really nice job here. Here's Olberding. Starts left. Comes right. Backs in. Takes how many steps does she get? And there's the traveling call. When you're on the road, sometimes you get a few steps, you know? They call it the Euro step. I call it traveling. But all said and done, it's going to be Lady Raven basketball. 5.5 to go here in the opening half. Up court pass. Scarlett Begley will take it. She'll work it down the left side. Back to the rim. Comes out on top. Bethany. Push pass topside to Hope. Back over to Bethany. She'll step inside, and they're going to call her for the travel. And she has a broad grin. Knew that she got that foot picked up too quickly. Dawson Cochran coming back in for Heights. So does McMahon as Coach Dan Shoup, as he did Tuesday night in Effingham. He plays seven players. I mean, that's the long and short of it. Here's a feed underneath, and Olberding this time is going to get the layup to fall. Canyon Olberding with her first bucket of the game, has a couple of free throws and now 4 points. It is 16-9. Ravens turn it over on the inbound play. The shot is up and good for two more. It is now 18-9. And then the Ravens put the ball in play, and the swarming defense forces a travel. Back in will come Nora Keckner, and Vanderwitz will check out. Just in time, 5 minutes to go in the opening half. It is an 18-9 Jackson Heights lead. Lady Cobras backing away, looking for their 18th conference win here tonight. Speaking of 18, now the ball's going to be batted away. Nicely done by Urban, picked up by Stick, and here comes Bethany. She'll look down the floor, drive it down the right side, goes all the way to the baseline, rotates it out on top. Back it'll come to Bethany. She'll work to the baseline right, kicks it to Zoe. Steck to Urban. Top side is going to come Keckner. Urban again. 4:20 to go in the opening half. 18-9. Jackson Heights in front. The noise you hear in the background is a student cheering section here at Jackson Heights. And Ravens are going to get fouled and get a couple of free throws out of the deal. The whistle is going to be on Mackenzie McMahon. And for Mackenzie, her first foul at the line, Nora Keckner. A couple of shots. First one, nice. Nora will have her first point of the game. Carly Kramer is going to check back in for Zoe Steck, so the Ravens become less experienced but taller. Second free throw. It is up. Got them both. Nice shooting by Nora Keckner, getting her first couple of points of the game, and it is now 18-11, and we've got 4 minutes to play in the opening half. Cobras with the basketball come out on top. Here's the hot hand. Here's another three launch, but that one will not go in. Battle for the rebound. There's a fight between two Cobras players who throw one another to the floor and travel with the basketball. Lady Ravens will be putting it in play from the backcourt. 18-11, Jackson Heights. Up court pass. Carly Kay drives, shoots, and scores. It is 18-13. 3:45 and rolling along here in the opening half. Back over to the right side. Driving into the baseline. The shot is up, deflected. Picked back up off the floor. Followed up, blocked again by the Ravens. Here comes Urban. She'll drive left, goes left, shoots, can't get it. Rebound, Keckner follows and misses. And a rebound this time to Cochran. Jackson Heights is going to run. They like to run. They want to run. They'll take it down the left side. 3:20 to go in the first half. Little backdoor pass. The shot blocked. And Carly has number three. The foul is going to be on Carly Kramer, and she's probably going to have to check out right there, and we're going to see Catherine Peisch back into the game. Front half of two free throws, unsuccessful for Mackenzie McMahon, and she is one of three at the free throw line and has 1 point tonight. Taking her time, eyeing it up. Another shot coming up here for McMahon. That one rolls out, no good. Followed up off the offensive rebound and put up and in by Thompson. Here comes the Morehill Mount Academy offense. With 3 minutes to go in the opening half, they trail now 20-13. Thompson, Zoe's back in the game. Here's a three for Urban. Wide left, rebound. Going to be cleared down and hauled in by Thompson. Look away pass over to the right side where the three from the wing is no good. And the rebound is going to be taken away from behind by Kylie Diekman. Diekman dumps it over to the right edge. Olberding will have it, looks it off on top. 2.5 to go in the opening half. The drive all the way to the baseline left, no room. Pass comes out on top, and that's going to be an over and back call. Lady Raven defense working hard out there. They find themselves trailing one of the top teams in the state of Kansas, one of the few undefeated teams in around. They're undefeated in the conference. They have one loss on the year. 2:25 to go. Pass comes out on top. Zoe's got it. Back over to the right side. The side three is up. No, rebound. Raven back out on top. It'll come to Zoe. She'll start to the middle, kick to back, Keckner. She'll head for the baseline. Top side to Steck. 2 minutes to play in the half. Ravens with the ball down 20-13. Zoe with the back on the right side. Dribbles top of the key. Skip pass left, Keckner to Urban. Cross court, Zoe. Feeds to the right block. Peisch, pass inside, batted away, was saved nicely by Bethany. Now Urban has the ball go to the floor, and she scrums for the loose basketball. Jump ball. And I'm looking for the possession arrow will be to MHMA. There's no possession arrow on the scoreboards here, but there is one manually operated down on the scorer's table. An inbound pass knocked out of bounds. Ravens are going to be putting it back in. We're down to 1:42 to go in the opening half. Checking back in for Heights is going to be Hutless, and Diekman, who has yet to score in the game, comes out. Here's Banowitz with the basketball. She has it knocked away. She jumps on it, lays on it on the floor, and are we getting another timeout? Yeah. Ravens taking another timeout. It'll be their third here in the opening half. Taking a break, Joseph, down to 1.5 to go in the first half. It is Jackson Heights 20, Morehill Mount Academy 13.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good to have you back with us here is the Lady Ravens with 1.5 to go in the first half. Find themselves trailing 20-13. Trying to decide exactly what the Ravens score is. I do know they've got 46. I don't know what anybody else has, but Ravens have scored 46 points in the first half down in their game down in Springfield. So that's a pretty good half. Coach Mooney says, I'd love to score 46. I don't know. I hope he's not giving up that kind of number because the Ravens like their defense. We're down to 1:35 to go. I tried to look it up on my iPad, but I needed an extra Dixie cup and a piece of string because that's kind of how good my reception is here. Here's a feed into the middle, and the ball is going to be knocked away. Hope Manowitz is going to be fouled, and the official is going to come over to the scorer's table, and it's going to be on Rebecca Hutless. It is her first. Team fouls are even now at four. Ravens bring it back in again. Manowitz will slide down the baseline, cut across, and double dribble the basketball, and MHMA turns it back over with a minute 25 to go in the half, trailing by some 7 points. Back up top side, it's going to come. Here comes Jackson Heights. They're up top side with the basketball, looking into the middle, feed it over to the left block. Beautiful play, the shot misses. Rebound is on the floor. One, two, three players on the ground, and they're going to call a traveling violation. It'll be MHMA basketball. Urban and Bagley coming back into the game for the Ravens. Cochran and Diekman return to the floor for Coach Shoup and Jackson Heights. 70 seconds to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens battling tough here. They trail by 7 at 20-13. The inbound pass is going to be batted away, and they're going to say it hits the back of the backboard, and it is going to be Ravens ball back in. Skip pass, they trap Bethany in the corner, and it's going to be taken away by Heights, an easy layup plus one. That was a struggle on an inbound play that the Ravens seemed a little mystified by what the Cobras were doing. They had switched up the inbound alignment, able to come away with the steal, with the ball, with the bucket, and the free throw. It's also good. So that is a three-point play for Kylie Diekman, getting her first points of the game. 23-13, and we're at a minute to go. Jackson Heights with the lead, up 10. Steck will take it, back over to the right side, looks in the middle, nothing doing. Little left-hand dribble inside the circle. Skip pass comes back out on top. Manowitz has it to Bethany. 44 seconds to go in the opening half. Manowitz just has the ball pulled out of her hands, gives it up, and here comes Diekman. She'll take it down the right side, pass in the middle. Hope bats it away. It's on the floor, and she steals it, picks it up, and gets it over to Zoe. Hope Manowitz, I will tell you, there are 10 players out there. Hope Manowitz is the fastest player. I've never seen any of the other ones run, but I'm telling you right now, Hope is the fastest player on the floor. 24 seconds to go in the opening half. Jackson Heights with a 10-point lead has the basketball, and if they would like, an opportunity at the final shot. That's not what they want. They just immediately take a long bomb, and it's going to be rebounded back down by Benedictson. It's trying to get rid of the basketball, twisting and turning. They're going to call a foul on Coker. So Hannah will have her first foul of the game. Still looking for her first point tonight. And here's Heights with the basketball. On the left edge is Olberding. 7 seconds. Six. Two-handed shot thrown at the basket. Not shot at, but thrown at the basket. Got a feed in the middle. Batted away Zoe. The shot is up at the buzzer. It's going to count. We are at halftime. Taking a break. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you here at Jackson Heights High School in rural Jackson County, Kansas. It's the Lady Cobras, 25. Morehill Mount Academy, 13.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, KIT Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Back with you here in Jackson Heights High School Gymnasium. Halftime of the ladies' game, 25-13, Cobras in front. A recap of the scoring for Morgan Mount Academy, a half a dozen by Bethany Urban leads the way. Following her, it was Zoe Steck hitting a three in the opening quarter, two each for Nora Kempner and Carly Kramer. For Jackson Heights, eight for Canyon Olverding. She is the team's leading scorer. Got Rebecca Hutless with six, four in the game for Kaylee Thompson, three apiece. Dawson Cochran and Kylie Deepman and Mackenzie McMahon with one at the free throw line. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we're going to have a boys' high school basketball cut up after this one. But right now, we're taking a break. We'll be back. Ladies' game second half coming up shortly, but with your intermission score. Jackson Heights 25, Moore Hill Mount Academy 13. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Absolutely, he's got a great halftime waiting for you.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here as we are bringing you high school basketball. Coming up tomorrow evening, we're going to have college basketball as the Lady Ravens are on the road at the Heart of America Tournament semifinals in Fayette, Missouri, taking on Central Methodist. 7 p.m. is the scheduled tip for that game. Join us tomorrow night. Join us Monday as we'll have Moorhill Mount Academy girls at JCN, again a 7 p.m. game. And Tuesday we've got Riverside boys at Moorhill Mount Academy, again a 7 p.m. game. We'll be returning to Tom in just a couple of moments. I'm going to have a good look at the scores as I have them in just a couple of moments as well.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes eight delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Taking a look around the area, we've got one final in the Donovan West game. It was the Donovan West girls at 46 points over Maranatha 19 as the final score. At the half, in the Benedictine men's game in the Hart Conference Tournament semifinal against Evangel. Right now at the half, the Ravens are leading 46-43. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So, for your special pet, choose Dr. Walsh at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 12 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, south winds at around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 41. Tomorrow, mainly sunny. Clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows around 21. Turning much warmer Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 50s to the low 60s. Another look at the short range, a low of 12 tonight. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 20 degrees in Atchison. We've got a feels-like temperature of 14 out there with the wind out of the north-northwest at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 59%, the dew point 8 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure is steady at 30.61 inches of mercury. Taking a look around the area, Leavenworth is checking in at 22 degrees. We've got Oskaloosa at 21. Horton and St. Joseph, Missouri are checking in at 20 degrees. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside shortly.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back again to Jackson Heights High School here in rural Jackson County, Kansas, where we're just underway in the second half. Jackson Heights has hit a quick bucket and has the ball back. They lead it 27-13. Good to have you along, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer, and guy taking care of you at halftime. Tom Couts with you here courtside. Jackson Heights has had four shots on goal, unable to hit any of them, but keep getting up those rebounds. And now the ball's going to be stolen away by Banowitz. She'll lose it on the floor, have it wrenched away from her. And then, as it's stolen, rolling around on the floor, they're going to call a travel on Kaylee Thompson. It'll be Lady Raven basketball in at midcourt. We're just underway here in the second half. 27-13, Heights in front. And the game going on down in Springfield, the Benedictine Ravens lead in the game, but only by five with 8:24 to play. They're in front, 60-55 over Evangel. And the winner will move on to the championship game on Monday. The shot goes up as partially deflected out of the hands of Zoe Steck. Here comes Jackson Heights, and they throw that one. It went all the way to 75 Highway. They're going to have to go chase that thing down. That ball was thrown a long, long way. It's going to come back into MHMA. I think they had a backup basketball. And now Zoe's pass is going to be into the hands of a defender. Here comes Heights back up the floor with it. They'll dish it over to the right side, going from right to left to Crusher down here in the second half. The feed over to the block, coming into the lane. There's no room there. Skip pass comes out on top. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. The pass down to the right side. Thompson has it. No room. Comes back out on top. Olberding travels with it. Canyon Olberding, who leads her team and leads all scorers right now with 8 points, turns that one over, and back up with it will come the Lady Ravens. Full court pressure applied here by the Cobras. They like their press defense, and now it's going to be knocked out of Zoe's hands, knocked out of her hands again. She gets tackled, thrown to the floor, and let's see if they call a foul. And they're going to. So we're going to have a foul be the second of the game for Rebecca Hutfless. Ravens will bring it in. And into the forecourt with it will come Bethany Urban. 5:55 to go in the third. Banowitz over to the left side, gets knocked to the floor, and there's going to be another foul. Pitchers have not called a lot of fouls so far in this game. That is going to be the second on Mackenzie McMahon. 27-13, Jackson Heights. Out on top is going to be Steck. Long pass over deep into the left corner. Nicely saved by Coker. Back it comes to Banowitz. Hannah gets it to Zoe. Steck at the free throw line. Double team. Knocked out of her hand. It's going to be picked up in the center circle by Bethany. Urban around to the left. And Ravens, again, being quite patient now with the basketball. And this time it's going to be slapped out of Hope's hands. Jackson Heights is going to bring Dawson Cochran back into the game. 7:21 to go in the Benedictine men's game. And the Ravens, I can't read the score. Part of it is obscured, but I believe it's 62-57. 5:20 to go here in the third quarter of this game. See if we can keep a little eye on both of it. Again, can't get the stream to work. Just not enough bandwidth here. Urban with the basketball. Comes topside. Dumps it over to Zoe. Steck. Looks to the corner, goes to Banowitz, deep in the right side there in front of the Benedictine bench. Out on top, Bethany is three, partially deflected. Rebounding it down short is going to be Kaylee Thompson. Thompson baseball pass to the other end of the floor, and the layup is good for Olberding. She's got 10. 29-13. MHMA has not scored in the last 4 minutes of the second quarter, has not scored in the first 3 minutes here of this quarter. The free throw around and in. So they've given her the bucket plus one, and she will connect on that. So we'll make it now 30-13, Jackson Heights. For the Lady Ravens, points coming at a premium. They are hard to find here this evening. There's a nice outlet pass coming across the timeline. It's going to be Urban. Gets it over to Banowitz, who again is on the floor. Ball picked up. Olberding runs, lays up, scores. Olberding now with 13 points, and it's 32-13. We're going to see Nora Keckner come in at the next dead ball, which is going to be now. So Keckner is in, and Banowitz will exit the court for a bit. 4:45 to play in the third quarter. Full court pressure. Ravens get it in, and to officials on the far side, I don't know if they saw it go out of bounds or if they saw a foul. What they see, apparently they're going to say it's out of bounds, knocked away by Jackson Heights. And Lady Cobras with the steal, and here's a layup. It's going to be up and good. Two more points for Dawson Cochran. Ravens having to just fits with this pressure defense. Skip pass over to the right side, and Scarlett gets knocked to the ground, and then a second Jackson Heights player tries to take off her right ear. She falls over the top of her and rakes her foot across her head. The foul is going to be on Jackson Heights, and Annie will have her second foul. Ravens putting it in play at their baseline. Comes out on top, Urban, left side, all the way to the baseline. Keckner out on top to Zoe Steck. Zoe straight away, top of the key, off the window. She'll take that. I'm guaranteeing she didn't see it coming that way, but she's glad it went, and that is her sixth point of the game. It is now 32-16. They're making 34 after that second shot. 34-16. We are midpoint of the third quarter, 4 minutes to go. Cobras will dribble it up off on top side. Benedictine leading in their game down at Evangel, 63-58. And a follow shot here for the Cobras won't go. Ravens with 6:35 to play in the ball game, up by five. For Benedictine, you got, trying to find the scorers page here. For BC points, how about Matt Austin with 14? Eric Cruz finding the range, 17, 7-9 from the outside for Cruz. Benedictine in front. Here's a three for the left side for the Jackson Heights ladies. The shot misses, and Scarlett Bagley takes it to the hardwood, looking for the rebound. And a jump ball called again. 3:44 to go in the third quarter. Coker comes out of the game, and Carly Kay back in. Carly with three fouls right now, but should be good to go for a little bit. Cross-court pass is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to MHMA right in front of the scorer's table. You've got Keckner and Bagley, Kramer, Steck putting it in play, and Urban. Those are the Morehill Mount Academy five on the court right now with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. On the left side with it is going to be Scarlett. She's double-teamed, now triple-teamed, and right into the ball, just going to rip out of her hands, and finally the official calls a foul. And this is not just a defense where you box somebody in. This is a defense where there are six arms of three players reaching and swiping and pulling, trying to get a hold of the basketball. We'll get a foul called, and it's going to be on Kaylee Thompson. Lady Raven basketball with 3:27 to go in the third. It is 34-16. Low-scoring game. Turnaround shot by Scarlett is going to be rejected, and a rebound down to Thompson. She comes up the court, feeds in the middle. Scarlett does a great job of anticipating the pass, stealing it away. Here comes MHMA. Bethany Urban down the floor. Works it down the left side, comes out on top. Scarlett will have it. Look to the middle. There's no room there. Back out on top. She comes at the three-minute mark of the third. Here's Zoe Steck. Speaking of three-minute mark of the third, Zoe Steck wears number three, has her entire career. She's a senior in her last regular season game tonight. Here's the pass down to the baseline. It's going to be lost for the Lady Ravens. Coming back to Jackson Heights. In the Benedictine men's game, Evangel battling back. It's now a 65-64 Raven lead with 5 minutes to play. Evangel is on a 7-0 run in the last minute 13 down in Springfield, so we're going to keep you apprised of all of that. 2:47 to go in this high school game, girls game, guys game coming up after this one. Cobras with the ball, they'll dump it over to the right side. Way out on the wing is going to be Olberding. She'll dribble it up toward the top, kicks it out to the point. Cochran has it. She's a really good shooter. Doesn't take that shot. 2.5 to go in the third. Now at the free throw line with it is going to be Thompson. Crossing underneath, and the lane shot, no. Follow shot, yeah. Mackenzie McMahon has her first bucket of the game. And Benedictine, or rather, Morehill Mount Academy, trailing 36-16. Down by 20, and at the baseline, Keckner is fouled. Coming to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens is going to be Nora Keckner. Nora, a junior for Coach Luke Knoll. She's 2 of 2 at the free throw line this evening, and that one makes her 3 of 3. Back into the game for Coach Shoup. You're going to get Allen and Diekman, and again, Jackson Heights has proven to me, and seeing them, limited amount, but seeing them in a couple of games now in the last few days, they are 7 deep. That is what they have. That's what they are. Rebound, a missed shot is going to be pulled down by Jackson Heights. They skip it over to the right block, dropping a shoulder, pushing in. The shot is up, no good. The offensive rebound is up and home, plus one. The bucket by Annie Allen to get her first point of the game. And with 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go in the opening, or in the third quarter, 2:02 to go in the third quarter. Allen's free throw is good. She changes the score now to 39-17. And again, with full court pressure all the way, it's going to be Scarlett. Gets it back to Nora. Keckner pulls up her dribble. That's kind of risky business. Now the pass by Scarlett is going to be knocked away, slapped out of bounds on the far side, and back it will come to the Lady Ravens with a minute 53 to go in the third. Nora Keckner is going to do the inbound. Skips it in, bounces right into the hands of a defender who loses it out at the baseline. That inbound pass went right directly to Jackson Heights, and we're going to get a Raven foul. That's going to be the fourth of the game for Carly Kay. Minute 50 to go in the third. Looking in, comes in, right block shot and missed. Rebound is on the floor, and it's going to be cleared away by the Cobras. Heights will have the basketball, and they'll dump it over to the left side where the shot is up and good for two. The bucket for Katie Thompson, she is at 8. And it's now 41-17. We're down to a minute and a half to go, and on the upcourt pass, a headlong dive into basketball by Kylie Diekman. Minute 35 to go. And again, Coach Shoup rotates players in two at a time, because that's what he's got. Here's inbound. Lady Ravens have it. Urban brings it up, gets trapped on the side, in trouble, pinned over there, gets it in the backcourt. Keckner in trouble, and she'll throw it into the forecourt. It'll be taken by Jackson Heights. Minute 20 to go in the third. MHMA has no answer for the pressure. The feed over to the left side, no room there, comes off on top. They'll dish it right now on the edge. Diekman thinking about the shot, doesn't, goes out on top to Hutless, and she travels with it. So Huntless is going to turn it over with the walk. Zoe Stick, Hope Banowitz, both coming back into the game for Morehill Mount Academy. It's going to be Urban and Bagley checking out. 1:10 to go in the third. Cross-court it goes over to the right side. Back out on top. They'll swing it over to the left. Ravens have the ball. They feed in the middle. That's going to be Catherine Peisch in the game, and she gets fouled. Checking in on things down in Springfield for the Benedictine Ravens. It is going badly. Evangeline has hit four of its last four shots. They have come from behind and now lead by one with 3:14 to play down in the Ashcroft Center. Ravens at the free throw line, and here is Katie. She's going to put up the first one. It's not going to go in. In the last minute now of the third, here's Jackson Heights leading at 41-17. Now work the ball around the right side. Now they'll reverse it, take it back to the left. Top side with it is going to be Diekman. She looks at the middle, not much. Kicks it back out to the left edge. It's going to be Hutless with it. Half a minute to go in the third quarter now. Way out on top. They spread the floor a little bit. Now diving for the ball. Banowitz can't get in. Stepping inside her. The shot is missed. But the follow shot, no good, and we're going to get a traveling call. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens are going to have it in play from, again, deep in the backcourt against the full court press. It will come in to Coker. Now Peisch has it, gets it back on top, and here's Coker around to the left side. Ravens have the ball in the forecourt, down to 12 seconds left in the third. Here's Zoe from the baseline, the long two, wide to the right side, rebounding it down. Jackson Heights, 5 seconds, cross midcourt with three, running down the right side. Here's a running shot, the buzzer, that's way off the mark, and we've come to the end of three. Three quarters in the books here at Jackson Heights High School. Lady Cobras 41, MHMA 17.
Exchange Bank, we were here yesterday, we're here today, and we will still be here tomorrow. Hi, I'm Sandy Becker. With a world that is constantly changing and with uncertainties, Exchange Bank is still your bank for a lifetime. We have been a part of the Atchison community for 165 years, offering you the products and services you're looking for, plus the personal touch and customer service you deserve. Come see us. your locally owned bank, and let us be your bank for a lifetime. Member FDIC.
Couple of free throws by Evangel has put them in front now by 3, 71-68 over the Benedictine men down in Springfield with 3:01 to play in that game. Back with you here at Jackson Heights High School in rural Jackson County, Kansas. We get set to go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game, and Heights leading 41-17 over MHMA. Final game of the regular season. This game amounts to nothing, counts for nothing. All of the seedings, all of the pairings, all of the state information submitted with and including games through Tuesday night. Tonight's game is just because. Here we go. Cobras with the bounce. Come on, they put it in play, and the fourth quarter is underway. They'll dump it off on top. Olberty into the lane. The runner, nope. Rebound is going to be slapped out, but knocked out of bounds. It will come back into MHMA. 7:45 to go in the ball game. Deep in the backcourt with it. It'll go on the left side, and now batted away, and Diamond for the ball is loose on the floor. Picked back up. Jackson Heights shot. No. Rebound this time by the Ravens, and Zoe nearly knocked to the floor. Throws a little elbow. Getting pushed pretty hard defensively. And up with it is going to come Urban. She will dribble into the forecourt. Goes right side. Banowitz goes three. Gets three. How about that? Nicely done. Hope Banowitz from the outside. And it's 41-20. 7:17 left. Down court with the basketball, Jackson Heights. 7:11 to go in the game. Heights out on top. That's going to be Diekman. Starts right, drives left, plays off the screen, swings it out now to Huffless. Huffless will cross the lane, skip pass over deep into the right corner, brings it back to the edge of the free throw line where the shot is up and good for Kaylee Thompson. Thompson into double-digit scoring now, and she's got 10. It is 43-20. Here come the Ravens on the fast break down the floor. They got it across the timeline, and before she could get a shot away, Hannah Coker had been caught from behind and defended, so she could not go straight to the rim, but the Lady Ravens are going to bring the offense back out top. They'll dump it over to the right side. Looking in is Zoe. Looking for some help. Finding none. Comes back out on top to Urban. She wanted to go in the middle. Look away. Bounce pass to Banowitz. Hope will throw it into the crowd. Ravens are going to turn that thing over. 6:20 to go. 2:12 to go in the Benedictine men's game. Evangelist pushed down to a 5-point lead. They're on a 14-3 run over the last 3:52 down in Springfield. So Evangel scoring here at the end of the game. Can the Ravens battle back? And we get a double dribble on Jackson Heights. Lady Raven basketball coming into the baseline. Heights with a lead at 43-20 with 6:11 to play. And the Raven inbound pass is on the floor. Hope will get it back, and she will get fouled. You got to give this to the Jackson Heights defense. The fact that they're up by 23 points in 6 minutes to go in the game, they are playing as hard and as aggressively and with the same intensity that they played at the opening tip of the game. There has been no diminishing their level of enthusiasm here. First foul of the game, by the way, for Olberding, and the free throw is up and good for Hope Banowitz. That is her fourth point. Benedictine, Jaden Bristol hits a three-point shot, and it's now a two-point Evangel lead. Second free throw is up here, no good. For the Raven guys, a minute 13 left. Pass is going to go down to the left side, into the corner, back out on top, it's going to come. Here's going to be Huntless with the ball. Jackson Heights will drive down to the baseline. The defense just stops and stands and lets Olberding go around it for her 15th point. It is 45-20. In the backcourt with it is Coker. She'll get it to Banowitz. Over to the left side to Urban. Bethany crosses, goes to the top to Coker. Back to Bethany. She'll go three off the window and wide to the right side. 5.5 to go in this game. Up court, the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. The Benedictine guys taking a timeout. They trail 73-71 with a minute 13 to go in Springfield. Keeping you apprised here as best we can and what's happening in that game. There's the game that matters. Here's a feed over to the left side. Driving down the left side, Zoe. She'll stop off the window. Can't get at the ball. Long rebound pulled down by Coker. Out on top to Banowitz. Back up to the left side to Steck. Zoe goes baseline, falling away. Shoots, can't get it. And Cobras with the rebound. Outlet down the floor. Here's Diekman. She's caught from behind, but hits it anyway. Kylie Diekman has five. And it's 47-21. Not sure what that whistle was. My perch here is not very good. I have to kind of stand up to see the left side of the lane here, or left side of the court. Shot is up for the Ravens. No good. Rebound to go back down. It is Jackson Heights. 4:44 to go in the ballgame. Heights with the basketball, working it around the top side. They'll dish it over to the left, driving all the way across the baseline. Running layup is up and easy. Diekman gets a couple of more. Her seventh point of the game. 49-21, Jackson Heights. The Benedictine guys now down four as Evangel hits a little jump shot. And there are 45 seconds to go in this game. And a two-possession lead for Evangel. Here's a shot up. No good. Rebound. Pull back down by Zoe Steck for Benedictine. She gets triple team. Goes right block. Scarlett got fouled. Scarlett Bagley will come to the free throw line for the Lady Ravens, being fouled there by Kylie Diekman. That is going to be the ninth team foul for Jackson Heights. Shot up. No. Scarlett looking for her first point of the evening. Ravens are going to bring Carly Kramer back in. And back in also Nora Keckner. One more shot. Bagley. It is up. Nice. She'll drop it right through, and it's 49-22. Here comes Jackson Heights. We're down to 4 minutes to play. Benedictine has just hit a shot, a three-pointer, and they are down by one after the long shot. And here comes on the high school game here. The shot is up by Jackson Heights. The feed over to the left side. The feed underneath, and here's another easy layup. The bucket by Cochran, her seventh point, and it is now 51-22. To the free throw line, Carly K turns, won't get it. Rebounding it back down, Jackson Heights. Ravens trail by one with 15 seconds to go down in Springfield. Here's a three for Jackson Heights. Now, and a rebound, Ravens. Back up the floor comes the 12-foot runner. Won't go in for Bethany. Rebound is going to be saved back in play, but picked up by Jackson Heights, and then Bethany Urban in a valiant effort to try to steal the ball back is going to pick up a foul. So for Bethany, I've got her for her, what, third foul of the game? 3:15 left. It is a 51-22 Jackson Heights lead. Swing back over to the left side and out on top. Heights with the basketball. They'll dump it over a little telegraph pass. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds, and touched first by Hope Banowitz, and then trying to save it in. It's going to be touched last by Kylie Diekman. And the Ravens will have it in from midcourt on the far side. 3:07 to go. 51-22. Jackson Heights in front here. Benedictine trailing by one. The guys came down in Springfield. 75-74. They've got 15 seconds left. Skip pass over out on top. For the basketball, it's going to be Nora. Keckner brings it back to Hope. Banowitz drives around the left side. Skips it over to Coker. 2:40 to play in the game. In the middle, it goes Scarlett. Now to Coker. Her shot won't drop. Rebound is going to go out of bounds. It will be Cobra's basketball with 2:37 to play. Jackson Heights bringing it in at the baseline. That's going to be Diekman. She's got 7 points. But the leading scorer for this team, as she generally is Canyon Olberding. She's at 15 here so far this evening. 51-22. Heights out front. 2:22 to go in the game. They are going to be undefeated in their conference championship season. That's pick up their 18th consecutive win. Bounce pass going to be knocked away and stolen by Carly Kramer. And she's trying to pull it free. It gets fouled. Diving in there. Kylie Diekman kind of deep, and I understand one thing to be kind of aggressive, wanting to get the ball, and another thing to put your nose in the front of Carly Kramer swinging those elbows around. I'm not so sure what a great idea that was. She commits the foul. It'll be her third foul tonight, and Carly Kate coming to the line. The freshman puts it in. Third point of the game for Carly. Now into the game for Morehill Mount Academy. You're going to get sophomore Isla Hall, and back in is going to come freshman Catherine Peisch. Free throw, a little bit short, and a rebound saved down by Jackson Heights. We got 2 minutes to play. The breakaway, and the layup is going to be good on the other end. So Jackson Heights will go to the bench a little bit here late in the game. A little flat-footed shot there by Mallory Mulroy, the 5'4" junior. Here is the Morehill Mount Academy Lady Raven offense with a minute and a half to go, trailing by 30. It is 53-22. Skip pass out on top, and we're going to get a whole handful of players coming in here for Coach Knoll. And the ball is going to be knocked away. It's going to go out. Nope, not going to go out of bounds. He'll drive to the other end, a collision, and we're going to get a foul called. And now we're going to pick up the... Oh, an offensive foul at that. How about that? It's an offensive foul on Dawson Cochran. And now, Morehill Mount Academy will rotate in 5 new players. Out there we've got, putting it in play, is going to be Isla, right? You got Isla Hall doing the inbound work. Bringing it up is going to be Nora Adams at the 5. For MHMA, I've got Cora Thorne over on the left wing. That looks to me like Sophia Bagley. And on the right wing is Izzy, who just gets fouled, and she's coming to the free throw line. So Izzy coming to the line. First shot, just a little bit short. She's going to get one more here. Looking to get in that varsity scorebook. How good is that? She'll have one more look. Since this went up a little bit stronger on it, it would not go in either. 14 seconds, 13 seconds. Now we're going to get a turnover by the Cobras. Ravens are going to have it back in play. Clock is rolling at the 30-point rule. They got to be aware of it. It comes in. Isla will send up a shot. It's not going to go, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight. Jackson Heights, 53. MHMA, 23. And we'll be back to sum it up for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
Here's to a new view in 2022. You've heard of New Year, New You, but Union State Bank is offering something unique, a new view for 2022. That's right. When you use our mobile banking app, you'll get a new view of your spending, transfers, and bill payments. You can track how well you're sticking to your New Year's resolutions and meet that savings goal for your next trip, your new dream home, or that backyard remodel. Here's to a new view in 2022 with USB Mobile Banking. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back here to Jackson Heights High School, where the ladies' game went the way of the Lady Cobras. And let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Jackson Heights, pacing away 15 points for Canyon Olberding. It was 10 for Kaylee Thompson, 7 tonight for both Dawson Cochran and Kaylee Diekman, 6 tonight for Rebecca Hutless. I got 3 for McMahon and Allen and Mulroy. So that is the Jackson Heights scoring for Morehill Mount Academy. Ice It Away, Zoe Stick with 6 points. You got Bethany Urban with a half a dozen. You got 4 tonight for Hope Banowitz. 3 each for Carly Kramer, Nora Keckner, and 1 tonight for Scarlett Bagley. You know what, for me, your Bank of Atchison player of the game is the lone senior on the Morehillmount Academy roster. And so, with that said, Zoe Steck, Bank of Atchison player of the game for us here tonight. It is senior night here, by the way, and Joseph, I'll remind you of that also, as they're going to be introducing a whole lot of fine players and their families here to the crowd on hand. So that's going to take a little bit of time, and I will keep you apprised of when our second game comes up. And there will be a second game, guys' game, coming up here shortly. Final score in the ladies' contest, Jackson Heights over MHMA, 53-23. We're kicking it back to Joseph at a Care Sports Studio. We'll be back here with the guys' game before you know it.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.